Greetings from anywhere. I'm Sam, and this is the Singularity Mirror, a podcast series where we look into an open question about artificial intelligence and look to gain some insight into what makes us human in the process. Today we're going to be talking about autonomy and who's in charge. So let's jump right in. When discussing autonomous systems, a lot is made whether or not this system has a so-called human in the loop. I would contend, however, that there's always a human involved in an autonomous system. Certainly, the system has human creators, and a human's turned it on and granted it some autonomy. There may be a human in the loop in the traditional sense, looking at the data as it's processed, and of course there'll be humans involved in wherever the information goes when it leaves the system. So different systems have different humans in different places, but one has to be in charge, surely. Everything in our world has oversight, doesn't it? It's an interesting question to think about who's ultimately in charge of the law in a democracy. But for a more concrete example, let's talk about bridges. A lot of people need to come together to build a bridge. Engineers, surveyors and architects, companies with financing, builders and engineers to do the construction, regulators to sign off, and once it's finished, contractors to maintain the bridge. When a bridge works well, we have a lot of people to thank. But if it fails, whose fault was it?
I was surprised to learn that there isn't a default answer to that question.
Lots of people can be found negligent, but no one's liable for the bridge as a whole. In terms of needing a lot of diverse expertise, building an AI system and building the bridge are pretty analogous. A team of software developers under project managers at the direction of a company put together a system which is reviewed and given to an operator who pushes the button and turns it on. The reason we might feel a bit uneasy about who's in charge of this AI system is, as we saw with the bridge, and as we can see thinking about the legal system, no one's really in charge of big complicated systems comprised only of humans. Maybe that's the place to start.